Jim Taylor back on RFD Radio Network and Town and Country Partners on this Friday. We're speaking with the head football coach at Stark County High School. They're located in Toulon, Illinois, in the western portion of the state. And when we talk about the summer break, we talk about summer camps, and that's a thing that's going on in the Stark County School District. And they've put together a unique idea this summer. They're proceeding with an all-sports camp where the football coach, the basketball coach, and baseball coach coming together for 1 week for their third grade through eighth grade students. That's a unique and novel concept, Jade Nord, and well done, because that allows the coaches to get together and work with these kids at an early age. So talk about the motivation behind this.
You know, it's something that we had discussed for a couple of years now, and our head basketball coach, and he's an assistant football coach as well, Dustin Browning, kind of put it all together this year, and we all agreed that it was time to see if we could make this work. And we're seeing how it goes here this first summer, and we're hoping that we get good numbers and that the kids enjoy getting some exposure to all three sports.
Well, and that's the thing, that it gets the kids' exposure to all three sports, but doesn't it kind of force the coaches to say, how can we work together? Well, here's basically the foundation for starting to work together, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And we're at a very rural setting. We've got a lot of kids that we're going to have to share as they come up through the junior high and high school ranks. And we're at a school where I think it's fortunate where we not only share kids, but we share a lot of coaches. We have a lot of coaches that are involved in more than one sport. So it comes, I guess, a little bit more natural for us. So, we're looking forward to it, looking forward to getting to know some of these younger kids and hopefully instilling in them that even if it's not their best sport, they can be involved, all school year long.
So they get a taste of it. That's the big thing. So if they're basically a basketball kid, they get, though, a taste of football or a taste of baseball during the week, and maybe that's how you can hook them and say, well, I'm going to play this stuff then, too.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, each kid's going to have their own skills that they're a little bit better at, and hopefully they can see where maybe they fit in. And it's at a small school, and I think throughout the state you see this small school where our enrollments are dropping a little bit. We're going to need kids to be involved in all of our sports to keep them going. So hopefully we get the kids to realize that and realize that they can have fun in a lot of different areas.
Well, and I think the interesting thing here, and now this doesn't apply to kids grade 9 through 12 that basically fall under the 25 contact days with the HSA rule limitations, and a lot of coaches around the state utilize those in basically all sports where the kids have, could have 25 contact days for basketball, 25 contact days for football. So we know about that debate that's going on around the state, and we look at the schedule of the high school kid that has to make it work for basketball, baseball, football, whatever, during the summer. Now, this is interesting. Now, the parents got to make the schedule work, too, but the one thing that I like about this idea from grades 3 through 8, so you're talking about basically three camps, baseball, basketball, and football, but it's not 3 weeks. It's 1 week, and I think parents will say, thank you very much. That looks like a pretty novel idea that would work.
Yeah, I think the parents are going to like that as well. It doesn't clutter up their whole, a whole month of scheduling and things like that. So get them all here. Like I said, get them a taste. Hopefully they find some things that they like about all three sports. And it clears up the coaches' schedules as well, because a lot of us are involved in more than one sport, so it is just one camp week instead of multiple camp weeks throughout the summer.
So your enrollment, at least at the high school level, is what, probably about 250 now? Where are you at around enrollment wise?
We were I believe 247 this past school year, and we are bringing in the smallest freshman class we've ever had. So we think our actual enrollment this year, this coming school year, will probably be around 225, 230.
So basically, the way the math works is, I'll say, 115 boys, 115 girls. So you're trying to get probably, hey, let's try and get 85% of these kids to this camp, and hopefully we can at least get them to play one, if not two, but hopefully three sports. I mean, that, it's a numbers game for small schools, that's for sure.
It is. It is, and, you know, we want them to be involved, and we think that when they do get involved with things, not only just sports, but all of your extracurriculars, whether your band, your chorus, your FFA, we feel like it makes a more better-rounded student, and they usually do better in the classroom. So we want to, you know, get these kids involved early, and hopefully they want to be involved in things at Stark County High School.
All right, so basically how it works logistically, part of the day the students do football. Next part they do baseball, next part they do basketball, and I think it's third through eighth grade, so probably divided up two classes apiece, and they split the day up that way, the camp up that way.
Yeah, we see them for you know, an hour and 10, and we have a little bit of transition period where we rotate from field to gym or from gym to field, and you know, with the heat we give them a little bit of time to get some, you know, get some fluids and have some things for them to enjoy in between. But you know, we have just long enough to get a taste, and then they're off to the next thing, and hopefully it'll keep it fresh and keep them enthusiastic about all three sports.
Great idea over at Stark County High School, as again, an all sports camp, 1 week for third through eighth graders, basketball, baseball, and football during the same week. Jade Nord, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to RFD Radio Network and Town and Country Partners.